I'm David Miller, executive producer of Market to Market. Thank you for downloading this Market Plus segment. We'd love a 5-star review wherever you download your podcasts. Feel free to send me any feedback to markettomarket@iowapbs.org.
Welcome into the Friday, June 25, 2021 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining us now, Jeff French. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Capitalizing on some changes with you since you were last here. And good to have you close by. We might see you a little bit more. When we say emergency, we might ring you quite often. But it's a snowstorm you got to come through, okay?
I will be here.
Mount the truck. The weather is a story we're going to get to here in a moment. But I want to talk about this acreage report. We kind of talked about it in the main show a little bit. Mm-hmm. Phil in Dresden, Ontario, even in Canada, they watch what USDA does.
Sure.
And Phil's question, he says, last year USDA decreased corn average or acreage 5 million acres between their March 30 and June 30 report. Do we see a reverse of that on June 30 of this year, or has the market already factored it in?
Well, the market has factored in probably an increase of right around 2.5 to 3 million acres. There's some private analysts saying that it's going to be upwards of 96 million acres. I think that would be a little bit bearish initially. But we got a lot of growing season ahead of us. And the balance sheets, no matter you know, if we get a couple more million acres, we're going to have to see where those acres are. Because if they are up in the northern belt where they are under drought conditions, you know, the question then is, you know, what are those acres going to produce?
So there's a theory about government reports that it's the word of gov, as Dan Huber likes to say. There's other folks that think differently, that it's overblown. Do you think that in the era of volatility, which we have been in for a while, at least almost a year now, that this report carries more weight, or it will just look like it carries more because our prices are higher?
Probably a combination of both. I mean, this is a big one. I mean, this is this is not an intentions report. I mean, this is farmer survey. This is data, and this is what goes into the balance sheets moving forward. So, it is a big deal. And I think if you get something above 94.5 million corn acres, that's probably a little bit negative initially, but then we go right back trading weather. And we all know we still have plenty of growing season left, especially the most important month in corn, which is July.
Well, knee high by the 4th. It's always a fun hashtag we do on Twitter. We're already past that. Got some rain this week that kind of changed that. I want to show you a couple of maps. I asked you in the beginning of the main show. First, I'm going to ask Troy and Tama's question. Sorry, Josh. I'm throwing Josh for a loop. I told him I'd do it differently. Troy and Tama, Iowa, was asking, Jeff, how many acres from Missouri to Arkansas do you think are a zero from the flooding?
I mean, I think that's still a question that is left to be determined. Could there be some acres that absolutely get zeroed out? Probably. Has the market taken that into effect yet? I don't think so right now. All eyes right now, this week at least, were the rains that fell in Iowa and then are forecasted to fall here this weekend.
So let's look at the map of the weekly precip that we've had. And so let's go back to Saturday, because Saturday's included. There was a heavy amount of rain in Iowa and in Illinois, but it was southern Iowa, northern Missouri, into Illinois, Peoria, and that area really got dumped on last night, could get more again this weekend. 1 week of rain, the market can kind of weather. I guess that's a bad pun. But is it repeated weeks where the market starts to care more about excess rain?
Oh, I don't think they're too concerned about excess rain right now. Not in the corn market as of right now. Could that change depending on what falls this weekend? Sure. There was reports of, you know, 8 to 9 inches that fell in some parts of northwest Missouri here last night. So I think, you know, we'll see how long the water sticks around. But you got to remember, you know, this is falling where, you know, in generally dry conditions. I mean, we haven't been saturated from excess rain this spring. So we'll just have to see how long it sticks around.
All right, let's flip it to the dry side. Let's look at North Dakota, South Dakota. We talked about wheat production. It's dry up there. It's dry in a lot of wheat country to the west of there in the high plains. What are you hearing from some of these, you know, really dry areas you see on the map?
I talked to a producer here today in North Dakota, and I just said, hey, give me a report. And he laughed. He's like, it's actually raining right now. And he said, not much, but he said, it's raining. I said, well, you know, what's the wheat going to do? He said, I drove wheat fields all day yesterday. I said, he thinks it's going to produce 30 bushels an acre. And I said, well, what's normal? He said, 70. So it's serious. And he also commented that, you know, he's in one of the better areas of North Dakota. You go 10 miles each way, it gets worse. So right now, last year, the spring wheat was 530 million bushels is what we produced in the United States. Most analysts right now think it's right around 300 to 400 million bushels. So that's a big deal. And then you go into the quarterly stocks report next week. You know, we have fed a lot of wheat this winter, especially in the Southwest because of the drought conditions. So that quarterly stocks number on the wheat, that could be a bullish surprise. If you see a reduction with the feed wheat and then obviously the spring wheat, that crop is borderline disaster.
There was a story about the stocks on wheat about 3 weeks ago that was having influence on the market. So you're saying that could possibly return if the report plays that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the dry conditions, you know, they're going to be above average or above average here for the next 10 days. They're forecasted to get a little bit relief after that. But absolutely, if you see a big reduction in wheat stocks because of feed, and then you have the spring wheat crop that continues to burn up, we could bring that carry out in the wheat down sharply.
I cut you off in the main show because I shouldn't have asked the question with 10 seconds left. Cotton acres. You were starting to say something. There was a 12 that you threw in, and I got lost after that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the USDA right now, or the projection for next week's report is right around 12 million acres. You know, I think that could be a little bit on the high side. I mean, we had beans during the fall that were pushing $12. You could see an increase in bean acres down there, but they've got hit with massive amount of rain, and that has really been affecting the cotton crop. Cotton closed out the week really strong, above 87 cents. Next resistance is in that 90 to 92. If it can test that, then maybe we go above to the $1 mark. We'll have to see.
We've talked about volatility a lot. We still have another question here. Roger in Indiana asked us via Twitter, and this one is asking, does volatility have a negative effect on basis as to the fact grain buyers have more hedge cost associated with forward purchases?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, a merchandiser wants to, you know, buy your grain as cheap as possible and either store it or ship it to some place where they can sell it and make money off of it. And, you know, they look at it as a hedge cost, as a straight line item. So, no, I don't think the volatility plays effect into the basis. I mean, I look at basis levels being set, you know, depending on where you're at, but that's mainly to do what's happening in the export market, in my opinion.
All right. We asked Cole in North Dakota's question. It was about, but I want to ask it again just to, because I want to expand upon one thing here. As a feeder looking to price corn, what are your thoughts ahead of USDA report? You answered that one, but you can answer it again. Are weather and acres already priced in, or will report day be another ride at the amusement park?
It's going to be a ride. It's going to be a ride. And just the way that the markets have declined going into this report, you know, I haven't done this forever, but I've been doing this thing for long enough that when a market goes into a major report on such a downfall or such a rally, you know, typically the market reacts the opposite way. You know, everybody anticipates the number to be a little bit bearish on the corn because of more acres. But, you know, I look at it from a risk management standpoint, and you know, some of the hardest trades to enter are the most difficult. And I look at it, this report, well, what would be the most difficult trade to be in during this report? And it would probably be to be long corn and long beans. Those are probably the most difficult. But some of those most difficult trades are some of the biggest winners. So we'll just have to see what the government says here come Wednesday.
I should have brought out a piece of paper so you could draw it. But why don't you give me the pattern of that amusement park ride? Is this thing going?
It will probably be V-shaped.
V-shaped.
Yeah, if it is. I mean, you know, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
All right. You did say the most danger or most volatile would be the long corn. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I mean, be on the long side. I mean, to me, that would be the most difficult trade to put on before the report. And typically, you know, your most difficult trades are the best ones you have. So we'll see.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming back. Good to see you.
Paul, thank you very much.
That's Jeff French. Thank you much. That will do it for Market Plus. Next week, the data, markets, and surveys of the USDA. And Sean Hackett will join us to break down the markets. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.